Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hi, guys. Here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I'd never even sang that song when before my vocal cord surgery because it would be so impossible to do. And it still is. But now it's kind of possible. Welcome to the show. It's Anya is here. Hi, Anya.
Nailed it, girl. That sounded pitch perfect to me.
It was pitch perfect, but then something happened. I'm learning all about my voice and vocal lessons. And if you get nervous, your voice will give out on you. It is all mental. It's so weird. It has nothing to do with it's all your mind. If you think. If you brace for a note, you're not going to hit it. But if you just treat it you have to trick your mind. It's all Navy SEAL shit able to be a good singer. That's the voice of Taylor McGraw. You've heard her on the show before. She's the train jumping hobo. Noah is also here. Anya's visiting us from New York via the internet. And Taylor is sitting right here with us in my old seat. I'm in Andrew's old seat. I don't know. I've just been liking this side recently. This feels like my new side. Even though I don't know what side of my face is
a good side?
I mean, I definitely do, but I don't memorize it.
This
I never
is
know
my
what
bad one.
It is.
Just so you guys know.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
Will you turn around?
See, look how pretty this one is.
Oh, wait a second. That is really good. You have a good mole. No. You have a good mole right here. Did you put that on?
Yeah, I tattooed it.
No way. Did you really?
Wait, no, it's on this side.
Wait, you have one there and you have one on. Yeah, that's one. You tattooed that?
Yeah, because it's my favorite freckle and it would go away in the winter.
Oh,
and
my
I wanted
God.
It to remain. But I
Noah,
didn't.
Why don't you go all in on your melasma?
Well, actually,
yeah, just tattoo it.
I've done that too with my beauty mark that's above my lip because
what?
Laser hair removal.
Took
pop the color out.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. I want to get...
Yeah.
You know, I had a... Right, do you see all this on my nose?
Mm-hmm.
I scratched my nose yesterday washing my face with my ring. It caught on it and ripped it. And it ripped a chunk off. But it looks like a mole, a cool mole. Or it looks like I just ate a Kind bar that had chocolate on it. And every time I eat a Kind bar, there's speckles of chocolate all over my face. But, my point is, one time I had a mole that was in a pimple in a good place, and I colored it in.
Sometimes it's cute, yeah.
And it was like, oh, fucking Marilyn. I'm on proactive. Yeah, a face tattoo. That's hardcore.
I was just, yeah, one day I was just like, oh, it's gone. And then I just put it there. I don't know.
What was your first What's tattoo? Because you have again? So many. When did you just like Permanent go makeup. For it?
I got one on my wrist at like, my friend did it at
Were you drunk?
Salon, whatever it's called. No. He was a tattoo artist.
I guess it's kind of like losing your virginity. Like, what makes you just break the seal? Because once you break the seal, all other tattoos, it's a fucking free for all with people.
Yeah.
But breaking the seal, I'm wondering, like, the first one, when Andrew got his first one, it was just like so out of, at, he went alone, which I thought was a weird move.
Yeah, that's
because usually scary. You like are like, I need support, but he knew that any of his friends would talk him out of it, yeah. Which we would have. So he went alone. And it was so bold.
Or a cry for help.
I guaranteed he's looking into getting it removed now. Anything connected to me, he is urgently trying to erase from his, because it was a joke that we were together when it came, it said puddles. But I still think it's cool. I think he should keep it because I like tattoos, even if it's someone like we'll be fine. We'll be friends. But even if we had a horrible breakup and he hates me, it's still like funny to have like change it into something else.
Yeah.
Like puddle of you don't mud. Even have, like make it puddles. The band.
Oh, God. You don't even puddles have to change it. Puddles means anything. It's not like it's your initials.
Yeah, but
it was a reference to a girl being so excited about him that she was puddling.
I mean, it was a lie.
Would that make you mad if Matt had a tattoo? It wasn't a lie. I wanted it to be so bad. She really, because we followed up with her. I go, I think she peed her pants because she was laughing, which is also good. Like she has puddles in her pants.
Oh, wait, you saw the puddle?
No, she wrote to him being like, or maybe it was in comments or something, and it was like, you make me puddle in my pants. And Andrew was like feeling really cool about it. We were driving down to Atlantic City and he was feeling like made her puddle in her pants. And I think we were on Instagram just like joking about it. And I go, no, it wasn't. You made her pee, which is cool, piddle. But you didn't make her like cream her jeans.
It was a typo.
And then yeah, she piddle, wrote back piddle. And said, piddle. She was back and said, no, I'm horny for him. And I was like, okay, fine. You win. It is. She did. You make a girl puddle in her pants. Good job, man. And so he got a tattoo of it. He became Puddle Boy. And then I would bring him on stage as Puddle Boy, and he would be like, can we not anymore? Like, you're leaving that in the past. But what would you feel if your boyfriend had a tattoo of something? You mean you have a famous, like a guy in the arts, Anya. Girls probably have puddled in their pants because of Matt's music. Avi as well has made probably girls puddle in their pants. Avi, you could see him play music in the an episode of Veep that I saw recently. He's in a what? Heavy metal band on Veep.
Yeah. Shut cool. up. I did not know this.
Yeah. Yep. So Noah. Jonah Ryan brings my forever crush, what's his name? Reed Scott. I forget his name on the show. Dan. To this like heavy metal show. And they go and he's trying to like network with Dan is trying to network with Jonah, and Jonah is like looking for a new friend, and they go to the show and they're like, these guys are fucking awesome. And it's just like, and then it's Avi on stage.
Yeah. So oh my God, I remember this.
Your so boyfriends, if some yeah. had a tattoo to commemorate something another woman said about them sexually, how would you feel?
I think it's a compliment. I'd be into it. As long as it's like over a decade ago.
Okay.
I think I would roll my eyes every time I saw it and want it removed.
Yeah. I would love it.
Oh, like if it was on our guy. Yes. Sorry, I misunderstood.
It was on your guy.
Yeah, it's on
so
Matt's
wrist. Has a tattoo that's like incredible.
That is essentially puddles.
Dick.
Like one time a girl said he made me like, I mean, Andrew was doing it for comedy. He's a comedian, so it makes more sense. Yeah. But, you know, like, I guess
I'd
any
like,
kind
here's
of tattoo
our Groupon for laser removal.
Yeah.
Groupon.
I don't know. I'd kind of be into it, I think. We have a couple things to follow up from the show yesterday, and I just want to bring you into this conversation because I have never felt stupider in my life than yesterday, and I almost wanted to not air the episode, but you know what? I have to be honest. There was a part of me that was like, people don't need to see me being this dumb, and I was on my high horse about something when I was dumb, which is even more embarrassing. I just want to say I am aware of how embarrassing it was. So the other night I was at the Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock show, and at one point during Chris Rock's set he made some comment about the guy shitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk January 6th, you know, and then there's this girl next to me, and I think you'll like this, she just goes, as they should, as they should. And so I just go, as they should. That's all I said. And then she got up from her chair instantly. I mean, like, this is one of these girls that is looking for a fight.
Yeah.
These people who wear these shirts that are like, I mean, I used to have a joke, but it's like the guy that wears a shirt that says, like, I lubricate my AR-15 with liberal tears. And they just sit there, like, waiting for you to read it all. And they have to sit in a way that you can read the whole thing because they're looking for a fight.
Yeah.
And so she, you could just, I didn't realize she was looking for a fight. I clearly kind of was. But she got in my face and Chris had to get between us and stuff. Anyway.
During the show?
Yeah, during the show.
Come on.
So cut, but also kind of cut in my part because I was in the Bomberito box. I should have been, you know. Behaving myself in the Bomberito box.
Bomberito box.
And so I was saying, like, this bitch probably doesn't even know who Nancy Pelosi is, doesn't know anything about, like, anything. And then I was like, I know. I mean, I go, I don't even know if I know who she is. I think she is, like, the Secretary of State. Let me just say my mind. I know she was the Speaker of the House.
I didn't know that.
Okay, Secretary of State. I knew it was something with an S, okay? So I knew it was Speaker. That's how my mind works. And I'm not saying that I'm not. I should know that. I should have it memorized. By the way, I am well aware that the Speaker of the House is that new guy, Kevin McCarthy. I watched the hearings. I watched them vote the last minute. I watched that guy grab that other guy's face. I was watching C-SPAN. I saw it all happen. So for me to not know yesterday who the Secretary of State was embarrassing for me. And I don't.
Speaker of the House.
The Speaker of the House. Sorry. The Speaker of the House. I know who that is. And the Secretary of State, I will say, I did know it was Hillary Clinton for all of Obama. I knew these things. I was put on the spot. But at the same time, I'm not saying go shit on someone's desk that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm allowed to not know someone who I'm saying nothing about. But if I'm saying you should shit on someone's desk, I should probably know who that person is. So I'm allowed to not know her exact title, even though I did know it. But I just didn't know it in that moment, which is fine. Like, I'll admit, I'm kind of a dummy. And so we were talking about how dumb we are when it comes to stuff. I met a state senator over the weekend, and I thought state senators were a big deal. It was an Illinois state senator. There are two senators per state. I do know that.
Okay.
So there's 100. I go, one of 100? This guy turned out to be a state senator. Guess how many state senators there are in fucking Illinois? What was it, Anya? You asked,
like,
Matt.
53 or
59 or something. I go, there's more plumbers in Illinois. This guy, and he got all VIP. Like, I met him first, and I was like, so nice to meet you. And I'm like,
Illinois, too.
There's probably more serial killers in Illinois than there are. Like, honestly, that's a fucking serial killer heavy state. But I feel like it's fun for us to lean into things we don't know. And you don't know a lot of things.
I don't know anything. I'm already embarrassed. Just like you thinking work in a library, what though. I don't
but,
know.
But Taylor also is, you're so intelligent. I mean, tell us what your degrees are in.
I just have a master's degree in psychology. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's a big deal. A master's.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool to be a master of something?
Of my own domain.
Do you guys have masters? No, I know you
she
don't.
She has a personal PhD in forensics, though, for crime, serial killer, incest survivor.
I should get like one of those honorary PhDs.
What can you tell us about the Idaho murders? Any updates? What do you think about it?
Anya knows more. Anya's been sending me
I watched that fucking
stuff.
Dateline or 2020 piece about the Idaho murders.
I haven't watched that, but I want
to. A whole lot of nothing. You want to hear about the topography of fucking what's Moscow, Idaho, and about like, oh, every year this many people come through. We have an art scene. Like, they just need filler on these shows because they've got nothing because they're waiting for the trial to reveal any information. But the weirdest thing about the Idaho murders. So a guy murdered, it's like 100% him because they found the knife sheath. They found DNA on the sheath that matched him. So there is no fucking way it's anyone else. It's like 1 to 600 billion odds that someone else. So the defense team is going to have quite a hard time. But they pulled him over in Indiana. He was driving. So his dad, this is a common thing out in the West. Parents will fly out to visit their kids right before the holidays. And then they drive back together to the East Coast and have holidays in the East Coast. So they do like a kind of road trip thing. So his dad drove out, drove him across the country. They get pulled over in Indiana. Same car, by the way, that was spotted on all the cams. So they pull over in Indiana. The Indiana fucking state trooper does. They're tracking him the whole way, by the way. They already had him.
With the dad. That sucks for the dad.
So the Indiana trooper had nothing to do with them trailing him, but they were already on his trail. They just needed DNA. So they were just following him to get that DNA, and then they did, and they got him. But it wasn't until Pennsylvania. But they stopped in Indiana, and they show the body cam footage of this cop stopping him on the highway. Not only does he get stopped once for tailgating, which who gets pulled over for that? two times within 20 minutes, he gets pulled over by two different state troopers. That did not know for tailgating. And then the second one says, well, since you just got pulled over, I'm going to let you go. That is what it is to be white. I swear to God.
And a man. He goes,
how? And a man? I don't know. Being a woman, is I've gotten not a lot of tickets because I'm like, I'm a girl. I know drive. That sounded Asian and racist, but I promise I wasn't trying to be. What?
When I was doing my own reading on this, I read that they were doing that as kind of like a way to check out the car because they had video footage of the car.
That's what I would think too.
Maybe because he was so overly nice, the cop was, it seemed... That would make sense. They didn't say this on this 2020 thing, but the weird part about this guy who is clearly on the spectrum is this moment where he goes, sir, where are you? They have Washington plates or whatever. Mm-hmm. He goes, where are you driving to? Where are you from? And he goes, WSU, which is like, who in Indiana knows WSU? Yeah. So the dad is saying that. And they go, Washington State University. He goes, okay, so what are you guys doing? What are you doing? Where are you going? And he goes, and the driver, the murderer, goes, we're going to get Thai food. It's like, he didn't mean, where are you going right now? Where are you going? And he asked him twice. He goes, where are you going? He goes, we're going to get Thai food. And he goes, well, you were following really closely. And he goes, but where are you guys going? He goes, Thai food. And you could see the dad look at him like, are you a fucking moron?
He's scared.
Son? He's scared, but he's also, I think, a little autistic because that is a logical question. You know, that's like, I'm going. Literal, yes, it's a literal answer. When it's like, no, where are you going? You know, in life, and it's straight to the state penitentiary.
Imagine killing four people and then being like, "What should we get for dinner?"
Dude, they showed one kid that was like had him as a TA in for his criminology class, and it was like after he had murdered, they like you saw the guy like write in the notes of this guy's test, like, "Have a great break. You really showed a lot of." Creativity and imagination. Like he like wrote something like nice with exclamation marks. I'm like, how can you murder. Like, it's so interesting to see people like do things after. Yeah. I love footage of murderers right after
Me
they
too.
Do it.
I'm obsessed
to see
with
their
that.
Body language and like how they talk and like, I don't know. It's so fascinating. Yeah. Or right before they do it. Like what?
They always go get food and like, they must be hungry from all that murder. Before and after.
Yeah, like Taylor knows all the stuff about like the way the brains are for how psychopaths and sociopaths' brains are, how people who are, right, it's schizophrenic, people with multiple personality disorders. Is that like what you specialized in when you were doing like
I work
intake?
With people with schizophrenia, yeah, usually, but they like never murder. It's all, like recently it's been a lot of people with autism, so like I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean that if you have an autistic son, you're going to murder. But it's like...
It used to be people would be like, oh, he's schizophrenic. Just schizophrenic people don't either.
They don't. Like, were you ever... Did you ever... Because you worked closely with, like, homeless in San Francisco, which is where you did your social work, right?
Yeah, I worked in jails, too, with murderers.
Wait, what was the craziest thing you saw?
In jail?
Or, like, ever. Like, what was crazy things that happened to you? Didn't you get cornered in your office once?
Yeah, with a machete. This guy brought down like two machetes and was like, "I want you to like list these on eBay," because he knew I was like sold stuff.
Oh my god!
And he brought them down on a tray, like, and the tray also had all this like, it was in California, so it wasn't roasted toasted ravioli, but like tater tots and like other things, and they were on the tray. And then he like locked me in my office with the machete.
But he just wanted you to
a criminal
to get you. He wanted you to sell them. But he was threatening you at the same time?
He was just on meth. It was very confusing what exactly... He wanted me to eat all of the food on there. I know that
Wait,
much.
Wait, what was...
What?
Oh, my God. It's like a Fear Factor challenge.
He was like chopping.
How did he... what was the most you ever... Did you ever fear for your life? Wait, you have a really good story
scary.
Of one time. Didn't someone like break into your house when you were there and you like saw them? It almost reminds me of the Idaho
yes,
thing.
Yes, but that... Yeah, that wasn't... Yeah, that wasn't anybody I knew, but that, yeah, it was called a hot prowl.
What's a hot prowl?
That's when you're there. So like if they just come and steal shit, the cops don't care. But if you're there, they were like, well, we're going to come and fingerprint everything. I was like, what? I didn't think they would care. It's San Francisco. And they're like, nope, ma'am, this one's a hot prowl.
Oh,
because they like could have, you know, in the heat of the moment, sometimes you're like, well, there's girls in here. I should rape them or whatever.
Yes, I always think that one time there was a break in at Catherine's house when I was staying in Colorado. And if I would have been there the day before when I was supposed to get in, they would have been there when I was there. And I remember telling Tom Jakar, my opener at the time, like, I would have been raped. And he's like, no, they were there to steal. I'm like, If you're there to, you might, it's like picking up a pack of gum at Walgreens after you buy a pregnancy test. You're like, I might as well throw it in. you know, like, I might as well rape while I'm here. Yeah. Or at least tie her up and assault her so she doesn't fucking, or kill her.
Yeah.
Because these people, that so many people get killed because people are stealing catalytic converters. And they'll shoot, and it's like, they'll shoot you
so you won't identify them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, night brow, hot brow. What is it called? Hot brow? More with Taylor and her stories of murder and inquest when we get back after this. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. Well, the weather is getting a lot warmer, and so your wardrobe probably needs an update. I know mine does, and it's so hard when you want to buy new stuff because you want it to last a long time, you want it to look really good, and you want it to, like, stand the test of time in terms of, like, fashion. At least that's what I want. And so that's why I love Quince, because Quince is all about effortless fashion that looks chic and timeless year-round. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk top. They have so many chic jewelry pieces, like these globe boho hoops. I love those. You could just blindly click and end up with such wardrobe essentials. They're not wasting your time at Quince. I love the Quince dress I got. I'm trying to find it because I want to say the exact name of it, but it's like this long sleeve dress, but it's like a midi skirt. It's so cute. It's like silky feeling. It's just, I've told you about it before. Okay, there's so much cute stuff on here. I got to go and get back to the podcast, but you know what to do. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Nikki. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I just, my phone just accidentally typed to my assistant, Mimi Mom Mo Mini.
I was like, what?
Mini Mom Mo Mini. That's such a funny thing to send. I almost want to send it. I didn't send it, but it's like ready to go. All she sees is bubbles like, what is this going to be? Nikki's mad at me about something. So and it's just going to say, Mimi Mom Mo Mimi.
I liked your accidental text to Chris yesterday when you were just confessing all the dumb. You were like, oh my guessing. God. Who the Speaker of the House was.
Yeah, Anya and I were both like just trying to guess who the Secretary of Defenses were. And I was like, I think it was Condoleezza for Obama. And then it was Colin Powell for Bill Clinton. And then Chris just was suddenly getting all of these from me because he texted me in the middle of it. And then I wrote, oh, I'm sorry, babe.
I'm just showing me and Anya are trying to figure out how fucking dumb we are. What did you say about
doing? Sorry, meant to send that to Anya. We just realized we both don't know anything about the government. Your last text to him was about bailing on the gym.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was a flurry of texts about Condoleezza Rice.
Oh yeah, I go. I also might do the same and bail on Jim. Condi Rice, Clinton was pal. Condoleezza is Obama. These are my guesses. Sorry, meant to send that to Anya. He goes, chicks. They love shopping and boys more than knowing stuff.
Oh my God.
And so we always joke that like boys know everything about sports and girls don't know nothing except about shopping. And so whenever there's like a joke about like so I get something sports wrong, he's like, oh, you want to just go on bluefly.com? Because bluefly.com was like a cool shopping website in like 2008 when he worked at MTV and all the ladies were on bluefly.com.
Delia.
None of us are like shopper girls, right? We were all listing what makes us not women the other day on the girls chat.
I shop a little bit online, but I remember bluefly.com. Don't you guys remember Bluefly? There are some listeners who remember it. So I just wrote to him, bluefly.gov. And he was like, that really got a laugh. And I was like, thank you. I was so proud of it. Oh, my God. But a shopper girl, yeah. I mean, like, what fashion? Taylor's a fashionista, faux show.
Oh, I have a question.
She can make a dress speaking out of a sock. What?
So since we do have a fashionista there, Nikki, you're always like in on these red carpet things. I was wondering what you think of these like animal head dresses from that Schiaparelli or whatever.
I think they're probably bad in the long run for animal stuff is my point. I think they're dumb fashion wise. They just don't like, who cares? It looks like we went to FAO Schwartz and beheaded a fucking, like, you should look at these. Taylor's looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. It literally is if I took this pig stuffed animal and just like put its head next to mine. It's so dumb. I think it's bad because look at here, she's showing you. Where it looks like you're a woman posing with an animal you just murdered on safari, making that look cool or normal is not good for animals.
And no one can wear that. You just knock into shit.
No.
You fall over.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. Yeah, it's totally FAO.
Yeah, it's FAO.
FAO.
But I just learned about Taylor today that she uses socks for, black socks for what?
Can I show you guys?
Anyone want to guess? Anyone want to guess what Taylor?
Arm warmers?
Good idea.
That would be
black
cuter
socks
than what I do.
Anything else?
Hint, this is not
tit
fashion.
Coverers.
Bras? Could be.
Oh, cleaning? I don't know, like wiping stuff?
Good idea. Yes, kind of.
You're getting there. More disgusting.
Menstrual pad.
Pad.
Right?
Oh, got one. I'm so hygienic right and clean.
Because if I forgot my Diva cup, then I just get a black sock. I use like Collins a lot. I'm like, black sock.
Colin is my boyfriend.
Colin is my boyfriend.
No, you don't stuff it up.
No. I like pad. Oh,
that makes me cotton
dry.
A dry, like fuzzy, like a black sock that almost looks gray because it's like has been washed too many times. And you roll it upon itself and shove it up there. Oh, God, my mouth. I can't take it. I hate it. But I'm putting
actually,
a black
Taylor,
sock as a pad, not
something.
A bad idea. Yeah.
It's Thanks great. Underwear.
Yeah, they're toxic.
Yeah, they're toxic. It is.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they
all
need to be
is.
Toxic? Why can't they just
People
be super
stupid.
Absorbent? Why not
There's
just wear a diaper? What?
But thing, I don't know.
Well, Diva Cup, that thing got stuck up in me, so I can't do that. Oh, which one do you use? Deep. Is it the one that you have to like squeeze to get out?
Yeah. Mine is the original Diva Cup.
Pinchers? Do you like pinch it like this? Like with two fingers?
I guess I do this.
Is your vagina big enough to fit that up there? Is it like
it
hanging
stretches.
Off the bottom?
It's
really?
No, God damn
oh,
it.
No, it doesn't hang out the bottom. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it goes far, and it's hard to get out.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to get mine out.
And you got to bear down, it says.
Oh, bear
when
down.
When you Google it, it says
oh, that's
bear,
what Amy
bio.
Used to have a joke about that was like, they told me to bear down. God, it sounds like winter is coming. Like, bear down the hatches.
Hunker. Make sure to hunker and rip the cup out.
Fucking duct
Wait,
tape
why
the windows.
A black sock?
Because blood.
You just wash it. So like I just
but
use
how
the
can
same
you tell
socks.
How used up it is? Sorry, guys.
No. I just use it like once, and then I go to the bathroom and like if I what I do is I put it in at night because sometimes my cup overfloweth. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, the better thing that I use, which is the most clever thing I've ever done, is I like to wear a lot of silk. And sometimes you get silk shirts at the thrift store and they have the shoulder pads. But sometimes they're cotton inside and the outside of the pad is silk. So then I have a delicate silky.
A silky.
And it's so cozy. And you just wash it over and over.
Wife hack.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to your wife. Life wife hack. That's a really good idea. I'm on the pill right now because I'm maybe getting my eggs extracted pretty soon. And I forgot to get cummed in. I haven't been on the pill for years, and Chris always has, or you know, my partners, sorry, don't mean to name names, but anyone who's, you know, we're doing the deed, they have to pull out. It's never as fun, you know? And I just realized driving home today, I just sent him a text and I was like, babe, I forgot. You have to like just get it. I go up in my guts, and then I started laughing too hard because I said guts, and I'm like, this is gonna make him just so disgusted. He's gonna be he probably would not even want this conversation anyway. So changing topics. But it does feel better to get it all up.
To get it all up.
I mean, what do you use for birth control?
I'm gonna guess before Taylor even answers. Glove? Can I guess? Like the new game?
No glove that's like this on the ground.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Taylor uses the rhythm method.
That's correct. Oh,
I'm right. Yes.
You're smart.
What is the rhythm method? Is that pull out?
That there's
or is that Gloria
there's
Esteban?
Only certain days you can get pregnant if you track your cycle really well.
So you track it really well?
Mm-hmm.
How do you track it? You take your temperature and stuff?
No. Well, I just do like, I know how many days it is for sure. And then there's only like a few days you can get pregnant. So I just put some buns on the end of that and make
sure. Okay, my boyfriend will not trust me to do that.
I know. Yeah, well, mine is kind of.
Boys don't trust.
Yeah, he doesn't love it. But also I got an old weed off the side of the road and I take that too.
What?
I take Queen Anne's lace.
How did
seeds.
You find an old weed?
I know about that kind of shit.
But you just saw it driving by. You were like, oh, there's
I was
some
looking for. I knew I needed Queen Anne's lace because, you know, before this, I was a gay wad.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I was like, oh,
what?
Yes.
Gay wad?
A gay wad. So I didn't need a birth control for a long time.
Wait, what's a gay wad?
She was gay. Wad?
You don't know what a gay wad?
Oh, I meant
just
that.
It's just a fun way to say gay.
It is so fun. It
seems derogatory.
We forgot about gay wad.
You were gay for a little bit. So, yeah, you...
I'm taking back the word gay wad.
Yeah, you can. You were gay for a bit. And so when you were gay for a bit, yeah, you didn't have to worry about it. And now were you just like driving? You were like, pull over.
Yeah. We were at the my mom's cabin.
What does it look like?
It looks like, oh, you see them everywhere. It looks like a little bird's nest when it's dried. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a cup. And then it has like seeds at the top. But
and
when
then
it's
you
flat,
eat that,
it's like,
and then you,
it you take will, seven seeds.
It really is like plan B.
I guess.
Oh my God. And you take
I ain't pregnant them? Ever in my life.
Oh, is wow. it contraception?
Wow.
Yeah. Or it'll stop the sperm or the egg or something.
I don't think even if I showed Chris I was eating a pill every single day, he would trust. He's just so scared because he knows that if I got pregnant, what I would do.
What would you do?
Take a drive.
I'd make a call and I would get my.
Oh, immediately.
I would cross state lines and I would.
Immediately.
Take
I would
seven
go looking
seeds.
For some Queen Anne's lace. I would take.
I would help you.
18,000 of those little seeds.
If you don't want one, I'll make sure.
The first phone call I make would be Taylor McGraw.
Yes. I would just Thank be. You. My first would be, yes, I did it. My body can do it. I proved it. Look, everyone. I'd send it to all my friends. I'd be like, I'm a fertile woman. And then I go, beep, 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 blah, blah, Planned Parenthood. And then, but you know, my boyfriend wants something to do with an unplanned, you know, like we would have to have it, I think. Because he has a say in it too. You know, it's his, I would, at this point with it, like I know that most women are like, it's your body. But I'm like, no, he's my,
you have a say,
partner.
But you can't, a say is different.
I think we would be over if I was like, I'm not doing this. Because he's like, he has no problem with choices that
really?
Women make, but he wants nothing to do with having one of his aborted.
So would you not?
I think that's
tell
how
him?
Most men feel if you really ask them about it.
This is like
men who are pro
Bartice and what's her name on Love Is Blind.
It kind of was, but it's I agree with it. Like that's just his preference. He doesn't want to have anything to do with that, and I get that. And so we have to be careful, but maybe not so much because my follicles are shit. My body is dying. Things are shutting down. Matinee performance. I don't know what that means. Get it while it lasts.
Matinee performance.
I guess it's early, but it's like picture like old people at matinees.
Yeah. I thought that's something they told you. Like, well, we got a matinee performance on our hands.
This is a geriatric pregnancy, and it's a matinee performance.
I almost start crying on the phone today because of the egg place. Because I'm just like, I called to get my meds for it. $6,000.
No.
For one session. Insanity for meds for dad. One cycle.
No, I'll make you some damn meds.
And then if I have to do two cycles to even make it worth it. And they really recommend four. Let me be honest. They really recommend four. $6,000 plus $8,000 or no, $6,000 per cycle. So it's about $15,000 per one. I thought it was going to be more like 12.
Rent for like housing your eggs.
Yes, until you're but ready? That's like $300 a year or something. It's not too bad.
I'm going to calculate this.
Are you sure this isn't
just
a
for
racket.
One cycle? $6,000.
Oh, wait. Let me just give you. I'll give you the what we. I just got the thing because I called them and I go, will you please? I almost start crying on the phone. I was like, I just think I am pulling out of this deal because I've already spent $3,000 and I'm like, I'd rather lose $3,000 than go through with the rest of than lose, you know, $40,000 or whatever the fuck it's gonna be. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So it's, I got quoted $6,800 for my meds today from Walgreens.
Wow.
Which, how do you even pay for that? Do you walk in blocks of gold? I don't even have a credit card that can run that much money. Like, that's I don't even understand.
That's less than I made on my house.
Okay, so that's what I would spend at Walgreens Pharmacy.
Yeah, for just the pills, not...
I mean, am I going to use my Walgreens points on that? Am I going to get points? Because if I get points, yeah. I might be able to purchase that Walgreens afterwards. Okay. And then for one cycle, $6,385. But let's not forget also the lab work I had to have done that isn't covered, which is another $500.
Oh, my God.
And then I think, yeah, and then I already did the deposit. Now, that is...
What was the deposit?
And then there might also be additional, let's do another $800 additional meds that they might need to order. They gave the right to like, so what is it? It says 45 to me on your
$14,485.
Thing. $14,485. Plus the gas to get over to that clinic. And what all are the money chances? I'm wasting by staying home. What are the chances? And then the chances are like.
Ready?
I got to do another calculation.
I told her to call me again because I go, I need to know the chances. But I think it's somewhere like, you know, you get 10 eggs. I've heard 10 eggs, two of them are going to be worth anything. And then out of those two, maybe one will be okay. So it's like, it's 20% each time. But that's if you get 10 eggs. I might be getting 4 eggs per sesh. And then that maybe none of them work because it's usually 20% of eggs. So maybe one of those eggs.
Yeah, we need to do math on those.
It's not looking good.
Yeah. And then do per percentage chance how much.
None of it's covered. None of it. It's such a bummer. And it's all, and I just am like, can I see what adoption costs are? Can we start looking at those costs? Because I want to compare.
Yeah.
Because not only what about when I thaw these suckers out? How much is that going to be? Then to implant them, how much is that going to be? I've got the money, but I'd rather spend it on other shit.
Yeah, especially if, I mean, what is the percent that you want to be pregnant?
Zero.
Or have a baby.
Right now. 0%.
0%, you should keep doing it. That's my opinion.
No, but I'm reading all these things. Jennifer Aniston says that you should do it. She regrets not freezing her eggs.
Give her yours.
Everyone regrets not freezing their eggs. Everyone talks about it. Anya even regrets it a little bit, she said.
A little bit.
I don't. But let me say to anyone listening who's like overwhelmed by this and wants to have a child, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I will tell you this anecdotal story that my friend was struggling with it. Read this book, Taking Charge of Your Fertility by Toni Weschler, Weschler, Taking Charge of Your Fertility, and got pregnant within two cycles. When I wanted to have kids, there was like a very brief period of my life. I read this book. I immediately learned a ton of shit about when I actually ovulate, which is not when you think. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy.
Is it different for everyone?
It depends on each person, on your temperature and the discharge that's happening. But the book is so great and you wonder, why did we never learn this shit? It's so simple to learn when you ovulate. So read the book if you want to save some money. I'm not saying it will guarantee pregnancy and it doesn't account for everybody's issues with their own fertility, but it's a great tool. Taking charge of your fertility.
The calculator predicts, for example, that a 35-year-old woman who freezes 10 mature eggs has a 69% chance of at least one live birth. I'm told that I'm probably going to get 4 eggs per thing. So I have to do 3 sessions to get that kind of odds. And my eggs are not 35 years old, and it takes a big fucking nosedive. It's saying 39% chance. And women younger than 38 when they freeze their eggs, the live birth rate was 51%. I don't know.
But if you see, okay, so what are
Why
the,
can't
what's
my
the
sister
chance?
Just give me some eggs? Yeah, we have the same parents. Isn't that the same?
Yeah. If you, what are the chances that you might want a child later?
That's
what I'm, zero. Because
no, I think okay. it's only
zero at this moment.
If Chris and I don't work out, or if Chris changes his mind, because right now he's fine with like adopting, which I would be fine doing. But if Chris and I don't work out, and I meet someone who's like, I must have my own. This is what I'm doing it for. Because they're most
Can't
men
save
are like
his
that.
Sperm? No, damn it.
No, because he does. We don't want anyone.
Foiled.
We don't want kids. He would. Chris
no,
is
I mean,
like.
Can't the man save it?
And put. That's if what you, I would. I was thinking today, if I met a guy and he was desperate to have kids, and I didn't have any eggs to give him, I'd say, let's go pick out a girl. Put your fucking sperm in someone. I don't care. We'll raise
allow
it together.
That.
Oh, do you
that's
think
a
so?
Great idea.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think they
that's
would care
a great idea.
If they get to
I don't
like?
Think so.
They
it's
don't.
All
you don't think
them.
They'd be like, I want your beautiful.
It's all about them.
No.
Mood swings, Nikki, no. And your. How you cry when you lose a piece of hair, and I want your Bucky smile and your bunions. I want my daughter to inherit your lack of coordination with any kind of balls flying at you. Yeah, okay, maybe that's a good idea then, because I don't care if he wants to have his own kid and like go put it in someone else. I love to pick out a fucking gorgeous girl with really like hair that's just straight naturally. She's not just, no offense to curly hair girls out there, because I have curly hair.
Who would
hair.
You pick? If, of all the women you've ever met.
I would pick any of you, honestly. I really would. But you're all too old. So let me just, well, I don't know any girls. Brenna, that's all I know. I don't know anyone under the age of 30.
I think Louise from F-Boy. I think she's
my
got
God.
Good genes.
Yes, Louise. Give me those. I would pay $40,000 for her.
Although, not naturally straight hair.
I bet Louise's hair is straight, naturally straight.
No,
those lips,
remember,
you might have to get at a
wavy?
Fucking doctor. But.
Yeah,
you oh, yeah, you're right.
Match.
It was kind of wavy. But
it
it's like
really
this cool
curly,
wavy.
But it's
like
the best.
Smooth wavy.
Okay, it's settled.
Okay, I would pick any of those girls. Those are the only people under 30 that I know, or everyone I met from F-Boy. I just found out I'm going to be on a reality show that people love a lot.
What?
Can't say.
You can't say.
I've never seen
Is
it.
Is that Star of the Bee?
No.
Never
but
seen
it's a
it.
Very, very popular reality show that people are obsessed with.
About
I've
love
never
and
seen
relationships?
It. Somewhat.
Love is blizzard.
I don't know.
Does it rhyme with Baltimatum?
No, I've seen the Baltimatum. I love Baltimatum. What if I was going to be on Love is Blind Brazil?
I just finished it, and I feel so like
used?
Unsatisfied.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, why did I watch this? You're right. Like, you lose.
You forget these people investment. Immediately. I tried to watch the new episodes, and I go, I watched 4 episodes of these people in one night, and I lost it all. I don't care about any of these people. I don't even know who these people are.
Also,
there's
they're so
sticks.
Understanding it. I'm generalizing, but they're so, they get left at the altar, and they're like, I understand. He is having issues. It's okay. I forgive him. I wish him well. I love him. And he hurt me deeply, but I wish him well.
Right.
Like,
oh, last night. No, we want some
watching
drama.
That. That's bullshit.
Okay. So I was thinking today, because we're a bunch of dummies and we proved how dumb we were yesterday, that we could do should we do the football thing real quick?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. I want us to all 4 of us try to explain the game of football.
Hell.
No, based on this is like Survivor, okay? Like we all don't know how to build a house, but together we might pull something together. Do you know what I mean? Based on all of our knowledge. So let me just start and say that their touchdowns are what you want to get.
Yeah. Can we start with
you're trying
need
to
a ball.
Run a certain amount of yards. 100 yards? I don't know. No, it's not 100 yards. How many yards do we think it is?
260.
It is? No, that sounded very confident.
Wait, I didn't mean 10.
No, yard. No, it's definitely 10 yards is
I
like
30
feet.
I was thinking downs. Aren't there
you
10
can
downs?
Gain.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to talk about.
Wait a second. There's downs. Possession. So let's start at the beginning. A team has possession of the
How
ball.
How many players are on the field from each team?
Like one, the start. Two, let me just say like 1, 2, 3.
At least 12.
4. I'm going to say around like 10, probably. I guess.
Okay. None of us can say whether that's true or false.
No, yeah, I think people just have to listen to us and like try
at least
to
7,
pull out their hair
at most
listening to this.
20.
There's tight ends. There's defense. There's, you know, there's defense and offense. Okay. Like, we're not going to know each of the things. They throw the ball back to someone. That person then runs kind of back a little bit, shouts something, and then throws the ball. Then it is either intercepted or it is complete. And it's complete if they catch the ball. Wow. Now, if they are tackled, if they, all they have to do is hold on to the ball, is my understanding. Like, the ball can like almost fall out of their hand and then they can catch it again. But as long as they like land with it, like,
roll up
and
with
it didn't touch the ground ever.
Oh.
Or doesn't touch, like, it can't touch the ground when they're holding it, I think. I don't know.
They then spoon it. I know that.
What if it bounces? Can they catch it and then still have it?
I think then it's like maybe in the other team's possession. Anyway, okay, then. No. There are downs, right? There are this many downs before you it turns over to the other team, is my understanding.
That makes sense.
I don't know how many downs. I'm going to say I think there's
Anya
four.
Anya said 10 downs.
I remember being a cheerleader and we would go first in 10.
That so means first and 10 yards.
Oh, first and
yeah,
because
you gain.
First and 10. Yeah, so like you are first at, like what? First down and you have to get 10 yards before it's...
Oh.
Within whoops. How many?
Are there four downs?
You have a certain amount of downs to get a certain number of yards.
There's okay, four downs right
this,
here.
You know why I thought of football for this? Because no matter how many times I learn it, I've learned this so many times. I have begged to learn it. I have committed it to memory. It will go out of my brain the next day. It won't stick.
That's how I am with you politics. You know a lot. I have crammed so much information in social studies class into my brain, and it's like my brain just goes bleh. Like it just gets it out.
That's how many points are a touchdown?
Oh, 10.
I thought it was a showdown.
No. I thought it was a showdown. Wait, what could a showdown be? Wait, you thought a touchdown? You never heard of touchdowns? You've heard of touchdowns
before? I've heard of it, but when we started talking about it, I was like, okay, the points is called a showdown.
We're so dumb.
And then I'm like, is there a goalie in football?
Okay, well, what are we all doing at Super Bowl parties? Like, are we all just like hoping no one asks us anything? Like,
no this, would.
You know what? No one gives a shit if we know, because clearly, if you, this is hilarious. Ask women at a Super Bowl party what they know, because they will say, yeah. Isn't it the showdown? And you will have the biggest laugh. Make sure that person's secure enough in their own interest that they don't care that they don't know about football. Don't just like mock women. But, and then some women will be like, I fucking love football because I grew up with brothers
that don't want to hear it.
Like
all.
Me unless I liked his hobbies. I'm just jealous because you know about football. You're probably just a cool girl that just knows it naturally. I'm sorry if you took offense to that.
Okay, but, trivia. What is the name of, what's it like a slang name for a football?
Pigskin.
Yes.
Oh, whoa. Yeah,
that's what Mickey. I feel like I...
Horny.
Yeah.
Pigskin.
Yeah, pigskin. Because it used to be made out of that.
A big burrito.
What I love that we just ask each other things that we know. What what position does Tom Brady play?
Tight end.
Quarterback.
Yes, quarterback. Okay. What how many times what team does Tom Brady play for?
Broncos.
The Buccaneers.
Is that his game?
I don't know.
The what?
Buccaneers.
The Pioneers.
Buccaneers?
Kirkwood Pioneers.
Buccaneers. He plays for Tampa. They might be the Buccaneers, but that was kind of going to be a trick question because he used to play for the Patriots, famously. You don't know who Tom Brady is? No. Married to Giselle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I knew that. You love supermodels.
You did. They're divorced.
Anya, are you
now,
reading
right?
things? Can you quiz us?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll quiz you. What's the San Francisco team called?
49ers.
Okay. What's the Michigan team called?
Wolverines.
Notre Dame. I don't know. The Lakes.
The Lakers.
I just don't understand how people know. Like, first of all.
Okay. Philadelphia.
Eagles.
Good.
Freedom.
Kansas City.
Chiefs.
Green Bay.
Packers.
New York.
Giants.
God, great. Cincinnati.
Bengals.
What?
You're great at this.
You know this. Yeah.
Well, I know teams.
And
I know teams and players if they're famous, but I don't know any things. Yeah. Like, I can't watch a game. Like, I can't follow the ball. I don't know where it's going. I wish.
Close.
we should have a man here to like weigh in and tell us how and to laugh at us. But I think people are probably just doing that on their own at home. Moving on from football, let's talk about something we do know. Let's do Reddit dump.
Karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit dump. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. All right. Reddit dump. These are things I find on Reddit that are interesting to me. I look at it every night. It's my favorite part of the day. Okay. This is a fun one. Okay. Everyone listen, right? This is from White People Twitter. This is the subreddit. And it's from a tweet from I Hide From My Kids, at I Hide From My Kids. It says, please settle a debate. How many chugas are there before choo-choo? So how many chugas? So just all of us do it right now in our heads.
Okay.
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 One, two, three.
Four.
Eight.
Eight.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Choo-choo.
No, it's just chugga, 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 choo-choo.
No,
it's chugga, 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 chugga. Choo-choo. Chugga, chugga, chugga.
Well, let me just see what the most popular response is, okay? Let's look. Depends on how steep the hill is. Okay, ha-ha-ha. Well, that's not funny.
I don't know where this came from, though.
Someone said, the number of chuggas rise in proportion to the distance of the spoon of baby food to the station.
Ew.
A tired parent is two chuggas. A rested parent is four chuggas. That's funny. As long as it's multiples of four, you're good. Okay, so I'm good. You're not.
Okay.
Scrooge.
All right, chugga, 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 chugga. Okay, okay. Here's Ooh, this is a fun one too. This is from Funny Memes subreddit. It says, ketchup does not exist. What are you having with these? And it's a basket of fries. If ketchup doesn't exist, what are you having with just a good old basket of French fries?
I already know.
Sauce. I know.
Okay, ooh, barbecue sauce says Noah. Watering. What kind?
Oh, oh man, I forgot the name of my favorite barbecue.
Sweet
sauce.
Earls,
something like that.
Sweet baby Earls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would agree because you want that sugariness that you're missing with the ketchup.
Yes.
So it's gonna be barbecue for me as well. What are you gonna say, Anya?
If I could only pick one thing, for sure, Cholula. But if I can have two, it's mayo and Cholula, which I would mix.
Cholula? You would rather have to, if you could. Oh man,
I love
Cholula.
It. I can mayo. Drink Cholula. Oh, it's so
I like
good.
Mayo.
It's
I love aioli. Cholula. My mouth is watering right now. But what would you pick?
Mustard. I don't like ketchup though.
Really?
I hate ketchup. Disgusting.
Mustard.
I hate it too. I love
mustard. Interesting.
Or bitchin' like sauce.
It's too sweet.
Okay. Let's see. This from Life Pro Tips. I liked this. It says, Life Pro Tip, how to have a great conversation with just about anyone. You're at a social setting where you don't know anyone. You wish you were better at engaging people, or maybe you envy a friend who, it just keeps scrolling, who can strike up a conversation with a total stranger. It's not a magical gift. It's carefully cultivated skill, and it has one and only one principle. When meeting someone new, be more interested in them than you are in yourself.
Impossible.
That's it. Because most people who falter in conversation do so because they're more interested in talking about themselves rather than the person they're with. Da, 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 da. Okay, so here's an example. Question, what do you do for a living? In parentheses, a ho-hum opening kind of question for sure. The answer is, I'm a dentist. Now, this is where people usually screw up and ask the expected question of, how long have you been a dentist? Or, where's your practice? And the rest. Instead, ask this quick question. What do you find most fulfilling about being a dentist? Another question, what did you study in school? Or here's another boring question. What did you study in school? History. This is a follow-up. That's cool. Tell me about what you enjoyed about history. What excites you about that? And so on. I thought this was interesting. And then someone commented, but how do I do this without making it sound like I'm taking an interview?
Right.
Which is, it does sound a little bit like that, yeah. But
it
is.
I hate when people do that.
I hate, as someone who gets asked a lot, what I'm doing in town, what are you doing, you know, in Ubers, it is, I am going to challenge myself to do this more when people wouldn't, I go like, what are you, oh, you're a teacher, instead of just being like, what's grade do you teach? Which is also a follow-up. I'd be like, what, I usually say, what's your least favorite thing about doing it? Or what's your most favorite thing about doing it?
I say, what slang do the kids have these days?
Ooh,
my
that's
favorite
good.
Thing to know.
Wait, what do they have? Do you know any?
Oh, man, my friend just told me for Christmas, but I can't even remember.
Is that
remember,
was their gift
it was
to you?
So far from
they're
me.
They're like, I'm going to bestow something that will get you
I was like not cool enough to understand it.
You will get to sit at any table in the cafeteria at my local middle school if you drop this. That's so Jasper or whatever. Okay. Yeah, I want people to have more interesting conversations. That's
these
a good one.
So helpful because I always get kind of frozen in situations like this. I dread them a lot, but I just remember when I was learning how to interview people when I was a DJ, they were like, just ask how, what, and where questions, or like why and how questions. Why do you like that? What do you like about it?
Right.
You know?
Well, it's so common that you get asked a question, and even when I have an interesting answer, what are you doing in town? Oh, I'm a comedian. I thought about doing comedy a while.
Yeah.
Like, how are you already making this about yourself? Like, I just did Kelly Clarkson. Do you not want to hear about that? By the way, Kelly Clarkson this week will air on Thursday. Also, my episode of Bobby Flay, Beat Bobby Flay, that I filmed last year, which is so good and so fun.
I can't wait. I
want to see. It's so good. That is also airing on Thursday.
What was your least favorite part of Bobby Flay?
Ooh. My least favorite part was that I didn't get to hang out with Bobby Flay enough because he's great. And it was kind of just like just in and out. And my least favorite part was that I didn't know how much they wanted me to roast him until I got there and realized like what the game was really about, which is like really fuck with him. And I also didn't know him well enough at the time to really have as much fun. But I did almost immediately. As soon as I got out there and we had the little chat, like it's on camera, like you just talk a little bit. And I accused him of like having me on the show to like meet his next wife or whatever. As soon as we like had that little bit of banter, it was just like, it was so fun. And then the best part of the day was eating such delicious vegan cheesecakes. Or really? Not cheesecakes, cheesesteaks. Close enough. And the other best part was like, no, my favorite part of the whole thing is that at one point, spoiler alert, they make a vegan cheesecake and this guy, this New York, so they have on like chefs to judge it, to judge
cheese
the food.
Steak
that
or cheesecake?
Cheesesteak.
Okay.
So cheesesteak sandwich. So they have on celebrity chefs to then judge the people that are competing against Bobby to make the best vegan cheesesteak. And this New York guy who's like so new, I mean, he's talking like this and he's like, or he's like Philly, you know, but no, he was actually New York. He's very like, oh, what's this gonna be, fucking vegan shit? And then he ate it and he was like, oh my god, he was like, I don't even know the difference. He loved it so much. And I was like, vegan victory. This guy was so gonna be so too cur for skur. But he did, he admitted, when a person who doesn't like vegan food can admit vegan food is good on you. I know you, when the curse thing you can do, I heard recently someone say, we have to label things, we can't label things vegan because then people won't eat them.
Okay.
Oh my god, you fucking loser redneck. Just try it. It doesn't mean it's not good.
Shit, that's some bullshit.
If that isn't harming an animal, I don't want to put that in my body. Sorry, I put an accent on that. And rednecks, I know that is maybe a derogatory term to some of you, but come on.
Who's yours?
Gay Watts. Just kidding. Please don't cancel me. I was just doing a ham drip. Okay. Okay, I wanted to get this one. This will be fascinating. Let's go to break and come back with one that I think is going to divide the room. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which It's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. We're doing Reddit dump. This is from the Reddit subreddit, True Off My Chest. This is just people being like, I gotta tell someone. Mm-hmm. My terminally ill ex-husband asked to see me one last time, but my current husband said he'd divorce me if I do it. My ex-husband and I got divorced 3 years ago. We didn't have kids, although we wanted them so badly. We knew each other for over 10 years, and we had been through so much together. He helped me out when my family abandoned me and quit his job to move with me. He even helped me get my degree. Okay, he's very sick right now, and he has asked to see me probably for the last time. My current husband got extremely upset with me when I mentioned it to him and threatened to divorce me if I go. I'm 5 months pregnant and feel like I'm seeing a side of my now husband that I've never seen before. He called this inappropriate and said that my ex was being manipulative. He told me he'd divorce me if I see him, but this could be my last chance to say goodbye to him. I can't even imagine how terrible I'd feel if he passes away without seeing him for the last time. But there's a lot at stake here, and I don't want to sneak behind my husband's back. What should she do? And how would you feel if you were her husband? Anya.
I mean, I'm torn because my first instinct was that sucks. Like she should be able to go see her ex. Like he's dead. He's dead in a second anyway. But then my next thought was like,
oh, wait, I didn't read this part. Okay, I should have glossed over. He even helped me get my degree and I never wanted us to divorce, but he was the one to initiate it because he was secretly diagnosed with a medical condition and said he didn't want to ruin what we had and become a burden.
Oh, my God.
What? Okay.
This could be fake because it's such a good.
Your current marriage is definitely in trouble because if your current husband is that threatened by this, there's a problem. And threatening divorce when you're 5 months pregnant? That's sad. So I don't think this marriage is going to last. So yeah, that's the bad news.
Just go see him and burn it to the ground. Mm-hmm. Right?
Kind of. I mean, it doesn't really matter because like
if you were married to someone whose wife was dying, ex-wife was dying.
Yeah.
I'd be like, of course,
see her.
I'm like she's going to be dead. Pat I don't Allen give a once, fuck.
Yeah. I love what Pat Allen
says. It's great news for me. She's off this planet.
Why would you care?
The whole concept of not letting your partner love their ex is insane. Like, Pat Allen's like, if you expect the person that you're with to hate the person they used to love, you're mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
100%.
You are. It's a really good point. And also, you're in line to be that person they hate. Mm-hmm. The difference between you and them is just a day in their life because they used to love that person. And so that is a mentally ill thing. And I don't think that's going so far as to say that because that is truly a sign. I think also if, you know, I've said this before, if you expect your husband to only be attracted to you, also a little, not mentally ill, delusional. But in denial, delusional.
Yeah.
Because they just can't. then if they're not attracted to other women, they're not attracted to you.
Then
that
they're
would
denying
be
human nature, and you want to marry someone that's denying.
Scanned for colon cancer. Like, his body is being ravaged by cancer at that point if he has no libido. Like,
gotta be cancer.
Well, something is eating it. Something inside him. He's depressed. He has. If he can't get it up for any other woman, he can't get it up for you. He's probably popping Viagra. And there's something wrong with him. You should hope that he's attracted to other women. So this person said, don't sneak behind his back. You're going to set a precedent here. Either the precedent is that he gets to decide who you are allowed to talk to, or that he does not get to decide who you are allowed to talk to. Mm-hmm. I know what precedent I would want to set. I thought that was good advice.
Yeah,
good.
That is great.
Okay. This is another one. This is from me, IRL. It says, which are you? And there's a person opening a yogurt, okay? Ugh. One of the... Okay. Well, there isn't an option for someone who doesn't want to eat the yogurt at all.
Oh, I want yogurt, but you got to open it, right?
Okay. They open the lid and there's like a little bit of stuff at the top on the lid. Wait, how are you getting yogurt open without the stuff on the lid? And why is that grossing you out?
Because I know what you're going to talk about, licking it.
Okay. Like... Yes. Oh. So
it has someone, like a tin foil
lid, and it's about a fourth covered with yogurt. Okay, just at the top, like, you know, like a light smattering, but it's a fourth. It's not the whole thing. You're not missing like a spoonful. You're missing like maybe
a
quarter
fresh
of it.
Yogurt, right? It's like brand
new. It's molded. No, and of course it's yes.
Okay.
Brand
it's not like been opened before.
No, and it's not like fruit on the bottom. It's like all one consistent. Okay, so it would be a good lick. Is my point. Like there would be something to be had from. So do you toss it
Taylor
with the stuff
in
it?
Writhing in agony.
Do you toss it? Do you take your spoon and like scrape it off the lid?
Like cotton.
Do you then paw it onto the yogurt cup and like kind of scrape the side so that it then scrapes off from the top into the cup? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you straight up lick it?
I toss.
You toss?
Waster.
Oh my God. I bet you're also someone, if like something falls off your plate at a restaurant, you like won't eat it.
No, I will eat that.
You
it's
will?
Not, I don't toss it out of, oh, this is
Noah's
gross
really
or
good
something.
At, you're really, I've they're watched you fast. Eat before. No, Noah will just like eat what she wants to eat and like doesn't need to eat any more than that. Even if it's so delicious, like I've never known anyone that can just like leave behind food that is delicious that they just scarfed. Like, but then they get to a point where it's just, if there's any power I could have of any of my friends' talents, it would be, I have a couple friends that can just let food sit on their plate, even if it's
that would be nice.
Just a perfect bite of what they were just enjoying 2 seconds ago. Noah, before we get your yogurt, okay, before we follow up this yogurt thing, what goes through your mind when you're like, you have one, like, do you just feel full? Like, what is the signal that your brain gets that goes, I don't need to, like, keep tasting this?
Okay, so I don't think I smoked weed really when we became friends, but when I used to smoke weed, I would just inhale everything.
Okay.
But then it just gets to a point where I can feel full. And I just can't eat anymore.
So you're already feeling to the point when you, because it seems like for me, I can only feel like, oh,
yeah,
full when I've eaten one and a half servings of what I should have. Like it gets, so there wouldn't even be enough food on my plate to reach that point of like, I'm so full, I can't even look at food anymore. But you're feeling that way before almost every meal I've ever eaten with you, you always leave some. And I've only noticed it because I envy it so much. And it's the appropriate thing. Americans are being fed way too much. You should always be able to leave stuff behind. Literally always. Unless you're ordering like a kid's meal. But even then, I think they overserve them. So, but do you anticipate that feeling coming up soon? Or will you actually start to feel full like during a normal meal?
It just gets to a point where my pants feel like they're gonna burst. So whenever that is when I have to stop.
It's too early.
That's when I start like scooping the food. Like when it's like my pants
get
are getting
it in
tight.
Before.
I'm like, before,
yes.
Before I start wanting to vomit, I need
you
to get it
outrun
in.
Your pants.
I try to do it fast.
Yes. Before my body has time to go, bitch, this is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So which one are you with the yogurt lid, Anya?
It depends. Are we throwing the lid away? Is this a group yogurt? Is, you know?
What is a group yogurt? What are you talking about?
A grogurt.
Who is
share. No, like, I was thinking of hummus.
This is sometimes too much, like, yogurt. Okay, no, this is a yogurt. Like hummus, this is a one serving yogurt that you're. It couldn't be more clear. It is no mold on it. It is no fruit on the bottom. It is a
like a yogurt.
It's not a party yogurt. It is not a yogurt you bring to the Super Bowl game. It is a single.
This is a smorgasbord yogurt.
It's a corn. What do you put in a cornucopia? Okay, regular sized yogurt.
I would lick it. Unless there are people around, then I might take the spoon. I don't know, and put it in.
Wait,
my
why
mouth.
No lick? Why can't you lick see it? Lick? Because you're worried it would cut? Like paper cut?
Like that. I think that's gross.
To lick a lid?
Yeah.
I'm only worried about slicing my tongue.
Lines. Tin taste. And I would use a fork to scrape it.
Why not
it's
a hard spoon?
Because I have a spoon phobia.
Okay.
This happens all the time with Taylor. All the time. It's like, I will say something and be like, wait, why can't you use a spoon? She'll be like, because I have a spoon phobia.
Yeah, because like, I've told you like seven times.
She's like, I have literally, she, okay, this We've has known happened each other since showers. We were like
11. Spoons.
No, this is the difference. You were not okay with your phobias back then. You've let all your friends now know about phobias because it's just like who you are and you've accepted yourself. But I think in high school, you were hiding it just like Holly used to hide peeing her pants.
Yeah, you would have come after me with a spoon when you were mad at me. So
we would have.
Because I Final came after thought. You with the sock.
Final thought. Yes. So can we list through your phobias if you don't mind? I think people would relate.
Spoons, spit strands, liquid swipes. Like when people...
What? What's like a liquid swipe?
Wait a second. When you were gay, Wad, would you ever get like, if you made your girlfriend too wet and get those strands, would you just be like...
Yes. Because the fingerprints have something to do with it. I don't like the fingerprint ridges on smooth things leaving lines. Like when, if you drop some sauce and then you wipe it with your finger, I would vomit.
Oh my God, you must like fucking hate my kitchen.
I don't look when people eat a lot.
When people eat.
Yeah, because if you drop it off the side and if you like use, I can't use the same fork as someone because they put their lips on it and go.
Because of spit strips. But then like, how is making out going for you?
That's okay because it's not like there's no smooth surface involved in that. It's the mixture of the texture
and the okay. I've heard weirder things and I have my own weird things, so this isn't that bad. Any others that you'd like to share?
I can't even think anymore.
Tampons, pads, made of
cotton. I don't like plastic. I don't like.
I look away like when I'm getting my nails done and they pull from a cotton thing and they have to like pull it out. I look away. And
I don't like that.
I do that. I'm trying to think. There was one recently where I was just like, ooh, I don't need to let this dryness. Person know. Like, just like holding. So like any kind of like when like the fuzz on my jeans right now when I bend my knee, like I could see it in like the silhouette, that fuzz. If anyone's ever like picking at the fuzz on their, not that one. That's a very bad one for me. And then, if people have skin on their fucking nails, like hangnails, and they don't want to bite it off. If it's just loose and hanging.
I ask if I can bite it for them.
I literally would bite a stranger's on a plane. Yeah. I want it so bad.
I will like get some mini scissors and be like, da, 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 da.
Yes. Okay. I think I'm all caught up on my. Wait, do you have a Reddit video, Noah?
Oh, yes.
That I sent you?
Yes. So a couple of weeks ago, we all discovered that we wanted to be marine biologists when we were kids.
As kids. And did you, Taylor?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah,
I wanted to like explore the sea and know all its depth. It's kind of the same, right?
No, I just wanted to play with whales. Oh, you wanted to like see those sea, like...
I wanted to go in the bathysphere, which is a thing that goes really deep to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Oh my God.
And see like
Have you been to the aquarium, St. Louis yet?
No.
Oh my God, you gotta go. Okay, so why do we all want to be marine biologists, Noah?
So besties have alerted us. There's a meme going around on Instagram that explains why. So basically the question is, why did kids born in the 80s all believe marine biologists was the ultimate career? And someone answered, this is why. And it's basically
Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank.
But with a motorcycling child on
top? No, that's someone that like, that's the meme they made. And so they like have a little meme stamp. But the rest of it is just like, all like marine, like Lisa Frank, God, she was like mushroom trips before mushroom trips. Like that's
just pink and purple.
There
dolphin.
Was nothing
it really
better.
Soothes my soul to see that. Like it really does something for me. Like those yeah. those folders with her on it. The, like oh God,
when you got a new folder was the best day of our whole oh, lives.
And it was right before school was beginning, so it was also coinciding with like, the worst oh. thing, like going back to school. But no, those, I loved all those it. Glossy folders. I went to the aquarium here in St. Louis, which is fucking awesome. Only for the fact that like, it's kind of like if you have small kids, definitely go because it's like. Good for them, but if you are just someone that's like into marine biology like and want to see stuff, it's not that great. No offense, St. Louis, but like it's for kids. But they're okay. It's really cool. There's this interactive, they go like you're walking into the place and I'm there with Poppy and Arlo and they're like the train will be here in just a second, take you to the aquarium. And I'm like, I know where we are. We're at Union Station, which is an old train place, but there's no train, like, but I thought it would maybe be like a tram or something. So you wait and then you walk into a room that's like a trolley car. And then on the screen, they take you on a ride through St. Louis, and then you go underground and underwater. And John Goodman is the oh voiceover, God. And he's great. He's like, all aboard! And look at St. Louis, the arches over there. It's really cool. That is the coolest thing you see. And it's all, you know, just screens.
I was going to hop that train.
But then, yeah, Taylor was
chugga,
there.
Chugga,
chugga. Chugga, chugga. And then the coolest part of this whole thing was we were, you know, touching all these fish, and we even went to this fish that like swarm your hand and they eat off the dead skin. Oh. Just like, oh, it was so kind of creepy. It almost, they looked like cockroaches at one point. So then there was like this, you know, little theater kind of thing set up with benches in front. And there's this otter that's like cartoon otter on the screen that's like kind of sleeping. And there was a sign that said that the show starts in 2 minutes. And so you saw a countdown and I go, oh, this will be fun. And I go, Poppy, Arlo, let's go over here and wait for the show to begin. So we're sitting there and I'm like, what do you think that is? What do you think that guy is? And they were like, didn't say anything, you know, because they're kids. And I was just like, I think it's probably, it looks like, is that like Timon from The Lion King? It looks like the same animal. Because I couldn't tell it was an otter at first. Because it was like sleeping. And then this otter wakes up and starts the show. And he's like, I just want to say before we begin, I am not Timon from The Lion King. What? I am a sea otter. I'm a river otter. Like, and he, because he can hear everything. And then he starts talking to us. And he's moving. And as he's moving, he's talking to us and making comments. And he's like, and mom right there with her two kids, how's it going for you today at the aquarium? I'm like, I'm their aunt. He was like, well, aunt. Okay. Like, I was like, and aunt I'm freezing Nikki. My eggs, but I'm not even sure if I should do it. And I just think this is so stupid. I just saw salmon spawn and they had like a 1,000 eggs and I fucking tried to get 4 and he cost me $30,000 fucking dollars. Robbie the fucking river otter, shut your fucking mouth and stop eavesdropping on my conversations. I would love if he just overheard me like plotting a murder, you know,
or
like,
is listening right now.
We were just sitting in this dark room with benches. I could have said anything. I bet he witnesses so many creepy things being said to kids by like uncles.
Ew,
that brought
like
the aquarium.
Sit on daddy's lap.
It would be a good oh god.
Ew.
You're not my dad, though. You just picked
sit
me
on
up
daddy's
at the park.
Brother's lap. Okay, guys, we gotta go. Thanks for listening to the show. Taylor, thank you so much for being
thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
I love you every time.
Thanks for listening.
Anya, thank you so much. Noah, thank you so much. Listeners, thank you so much. Besties, I love you. This week, check me out on Kelly Clarkson Thursday and Beat Bobby Flay on Thursday. And then you can see me in New Haven on Friday and New York on Saturday at the Beacon. So come to those shows. Tickets still available. You can see Anya there too. It'll be so fun. Can't wait. Don't be cut. And
yacking off uncle.
I've been trying anymore. That. I'm glad you're here.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb.
Available at ConnerGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.